John Coleman, does that constitute a good afternoon at the office? Four goals at home and a, in the end, reasonably comfortable home victory?
I thought we were terrific today, from the first minute to the last. We had a game plan, we wanted to pass the ball better, we wanted to build up play better, and the lads, you know, took everything what we've practised in training on board, scored some great goals, some great moves. And in the main defenders, well, you know, disappointed with the one we conceded. But, you know, you've got to give them a little bit of credit for the play. They played the ball through our defence for that goal. But, you know, we kept on going. We kept on looking to try and score goals. We had plenty of shots, plenty of chances. And it was an exciting way of playing football I've been wanting us to, or craving us to do for a while.
We've talked a lot about spreading goals out and sharing the burden. Four different scorers. Is that the most pleasing thing?
It's great that your two strikers score as well, and your two wingers. So our four forward players scoring goals, which, you know, that's a manager's dream. But there was some great performances out there. You know, we stuck to our task. Well, we didn't get too downbeat when we had the pen away, and we didn't get too downbeat when they scored. And, you know, we had a belief in ourselves and a belief. And when that comes off, it's very, very pleasing as a manager.
You said before that this was the kind of game that you've struggled in historically and even this season. What was different today?
Well, we tried to remove the emphasis. In previous weeks, we're mindful of what we've got and what we can lose. And we've just got to go out and enjoy our game and concentrate on the way we played rather than what the outcome's going to be. And if you concentrate on your performance, the outcomes will follow. You get your performances right. Generally, it has a direct correlation to where you end up in the league, and you just got to keep peppering away. We know we're good at home when we play like that. Times when we get a little bit anxious and we get a little bit deep, we don't look as good. Everyone was on the front foot today for 90 minutes, and that's a very, very pleasing for me.
At times, in terms of possession, you were dominant. You've talked about the number of chances you created as well. Is that something you need to do at home more often?
We do. You know, if we're going to have the lion's share of the game, you've got to use the possession and the territory. And we did today. You know, we did make chances. Their keepers made a couple of great saves. We made an unbelievable save off Scotty's head in the first half, so, and took one over the bar. So, you know, Scotty could have come up with a brace at half time. So, you know, we've got players who want to score, we've got players who want to do well, and we've got players who want to get promoted. And it's no secret we've been pushing from day one to do this. And, you know, there's a long, long way to go, but we're back to 2 points a game now, which has always been our target.
Up to second, I think, now. A team's taking you really seriously now in this promotion push.
I think they are. I think people have been taking us seriously for years, to be honest. I think they know that, you know, we have got the makings of a good squad, and despite losing some, we've added some that, you know, are just as good. And, you know, that can only bode well for the future.
A couple of individuals. First goal in over a month for Caden Jackson. He's been so involved, hasn't he? But will that be a weight off his mind?
Centre of attraction, as our player's just been called. Great. I was delighted more than anybody that he scores out of the four of them, because he needed it. His work rate is warranted that. But I know as a striker, the longer you go, the more anxious you get. And I did have a chat with him before the game today, and I told him that, you know, not to worry about it, you know, the goals will come. And I did fancy him to score today, and obviously he obliged.
You've talked so much about competition with this squad. You lose Seamus Keneally, young Callum Johnson comes in and looks like he's played 100 league games.
Callum's a fantastic talent. You know, Scotty getting a chance again today, you know, thought Scotty was terrific. And, you know, young Liam's done not wrong, but we just felt as though, you know, possibly the games are caught up with Liam a little bit. He puts everything into every game he plays, and it's great to be able to change and not, you know, in the past, taking the heart of our midfield, that would have made a big difference, but it didn't today.
And a word on Barnett, you've been in these runs yourself. It just didn't seem to go their way at any stage, did it? The penalty coming back off the bar.
Yeah, they're a better team than what the league position suggests, that's for sure. Very, very good going forward. And I think once they iron out a little bit of the defensive frailties, I think they'll climb the table, no problem.
And lastly, nice way to finish a little run of league games going into the FA Cup next weekend. I guess confidence maybe doesn't need to be any higher, but will be at an all-time high.
Well, confidence is, but, you know, today, it was a very poignant occasion today, you know, all young Jordan's family here today. And it was fitting that we turned in a performance, you know, that showed. And I think some of the players, you know, showed that before the game and after the game of what it meant to them. And, you know, a young lad who you know, lived for football, he would have been proud watching that today. So that's the only fitting tribute we could play. And, you know, I think it was respected really well by the crowd. I think all the crowd joins in really well, even the Tavlan Barnet fans. So, you know, again, you know, they're still in our thoughts, you know, even though it's, you know, a couple of weeks have passed.